When Sarah Salter, a graduate student at the University of Iceland, was working on her PhD in plasma physics, she came to a realization that had escaped her seniors. She had just learned that in the decades ahead, more than 500,000 satellites are expected to be orbiting the Earth, most of them in low-altitude orbit. The vast majority of these new satellites will be supplying internet services. Sierra Salter's realization was that eventually atmospheric drag will cause these low orbit satellites to re-enter the atmosphere and burn up. This will leave many tons of electrically charged particles in the upper atmosphere. Naturally occurring Van Allen radiation belts have a mass of less than 0.2 of a gram, yet have a large effect on our planet's magnetosphere. Yet the mass is just one Starlink satellite. Yes, the mass of just one Starlink satellite is 1,250 kilograms. This conductive particulate matter remains in the ionosphere for an indefinite time. The space industry is adding enormous amounts of material to the magnetosphere compared to that provided naturally by meteors. The effects of this extends way above the atmospheric ionosphere into the Van Allen belts. The Starlink V2 satellite constellation intends to have 42,000, yes, 42,000 satellites, each the mass of a large car. Each satellite has a planned lifetime of only 5 years. In order to maintain the Starlink constellation, 23 satellites per day will complete a re-entry and burn up in the upper atmosphere. This is approximately 26 tons of satellite re-entry material every day. That is just for Starlink. Add more for other planned satellite constellations from not just the United States, but also from the United Kingdom, China, and other nations. Thus, just for Starlink, the conductive mass of material added to the upper atmosphere will be 150 million times the mass of the protective Van Allen belts. In other words, every second, the mass of 2,000 Van Allen belts will be deposited into the ionosphere. In saying this, it must be remembered that 44 tons of meteoritic material falls on Earth each day. Most of this vaporizes at altitudes of between 80 and 130 kilometers. The charged dust from meteors is about 1%, or 450 kilograms. Even with 500,000 satellites, the average distance between these satellites will be hundreds of kilometers. However, they will have frequent near passes in the order of tens to hundreds of meters. So what, you may asking? What's the problem? Well, if the Earth, which is a magnet, is surrounded by a conductive mesh in the form of metallic satellites, the magnetic field outside the mesh will drop. The Earth's magnetic field protects low-orbiting satellites, astronauts, and the atmosphere from solar energizing particles. By weakening our planet's magnetic field, solar energizing particles will more easily reach the satellite regions and the Earth's atmosphere. This would cause satellite failures and further stratify the ionosphere with conductive particulates. The problem is that the spherical mesh is 6 times the radius of the Earth, and nobody knows whether this is an adverse effect. It is known that Mars has no significant magnetic field, which has allowed the erosion of that planet's atmosphere. In her paper, Sierra Salter says that the proximity of Mars to the asteroid belt meant that it was bombarded with more meteoroids than the Earth. This may have caused the decay of the primordial Martian magnetic field. Sarah Salter raises one more issue in her paper. She quotes research published last year that the winter that followed the Chicxulub asteroid impact was sustained by fine silicate dust. This winter caused the extinction of the dinosaurs and other species of life. At 1.2 tons per satellite, only approximately 100,000 satellite re-entries are needed to meet the approximate mass of the Chicxulub impact. And plans are afoot to place 1 million satellites in total in orbit. In her conclusion, Salter says that the magnetosphere and the Van Allen radiation belts are not indestructible. They are indeed delicate in composition.